الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Like most military dictatorships, Pakistan has a dismal human rights record. For years, the people of Pakistan have suffered humiliation and widespread violations of their civil and political rights. Violence against women and minority groups has been endemic in a system prone to persecution and witch hunts. But Pakistan's involvement in America's war on terror has given these violations an entirely new dimension. International human rights organizations claim that the war has given the military government in Islamabad an effective smokescreen to authorize arbitrary detention, torture, and has led to the adoption of a sinister new tactic in dealing with dissent: state-sponsored kidnapping. The Pakistani government has flatly denied the accusations, but in recent years, hundreds of people have just disappeared. They are believed to be in the custody of Pakistan's intelligence agencies. Some have surfaced in Guantanamo Bay. Others are not so lucky. They remain missing in Pakistan.
We know that about two-thirds of the people in Guantanamo Bay were handed over unlawfully by Pakistan to U.S. custody. There are numerous people who have disappeared in various secret sites around the world. And there are many, an unknown number of people who have disappeared in Pakistan itself. So it is not possible to give an exact number, but every one of them is one too many.
This is just a novel. This is not a lie. This Amnesty International is lying.
Now, this is in the vast array of human rights violations that we have documented in Pakistan. This development is a new one. We know that disappearances as a form of law enforcement is something that has been introduced to Pakistan post the war on terror, which means that the United States has had an absolutely crucial role to play.
Yes. These people. No, these are pictures.
Listen what is happening.
Persons like NGOs and like you who are exploit the things, these persons normally go for terrorism. They run away from their houses, they join some organizations, they disappear by themselves.
But behind the pictures exist real human stories, like that of Amina Masood, a 42-year-old college teacher and mother of three. Her husband Masood went missing 2 years ago and has not been seen since. An engineer by profession, Masood was a born-again Muslim preacher. But Amina insists he was not linked to any political group. She says she knew instantly that he had been abducted by intelligence agencies.
I was assuming it from the beginning, because those were the days when the newspapers were full of news like this. Government was like picking so many thousands of people of like that kind of appearance, and they were not concerned if they were picking up the right people or the wrong people. They had to please Washington, and they had to please, you know, Bush and Blair. That was the real purpose of our government. If anything wrong happened to Masood, if any damage to his health would have come, I'm not going to forgive. As long as I'm alive, I'm not going to forgive. I'm going to ask those people who are responsible for it. And why such a good person is tortured, why such a good person is picked up and kept in illegal custody. And the family doesn't even know. The children doesn't even know why our father, and when and where and for how long. It's a series of question marks. I must find him At all costs, I must find him wherever he is. I must snatch him back. From that day onwards, I never rested.
Though no government official would help her, Amina has worked tirelessly to find her husband. She formed a joint action forum and brought together hundreds of families like hers to protest the illegal detention of their relatives. But when they tried to protest outside the headquarters of Pakistan's military establishment, they were told to go home or face dire consequences.
Sir, why? Yasin Saab, give me one reason, one.
When they persisted, the protest was broken up. Many were arrested, including Amina's 16-year-old son, Muhammad.
Like a daughter of the nation? Is that what I deserved? Was that such a big crime to protest, to ask about my husband, that when he is going to return or what crime he has done? At least I should know what crime he has done. Why he's been kept away from us? Do we have no basic rights?
Yes, these are baseless. These are exaggerated.
Yes.
Not baseless. I am saying, you are saying the word baseless. Or not? I have not used the word based up till now. You are using the word baseless. I am saying these are exaggerated.
Pakistan has an extensive intelligence apparatus, a security apparatus. Right down to the neighborhood level in Pakistan, you have intelligence agency monitoring. This is a fact of life in Pakistan. There is no way around this. And I think that we are far beyond the point in any analysis of Pakistan or even in any sort of cursory basic look at Pakistan to deny this. No one denies this. Even the military doesn't deny this. They are very clear about the fact that they have that sort of presence.
You know, they indulge in these things. And there are excesses, and they do take place in every society. For instance, about CIA, at one time it was said that's invisible government. A book was written on them. And similarly, all the intelligence agencies, they have a tendency, which is because their job is of a clandestine nature, they tend to cross the limits, and they have got to be reined in. And as best as I could, I tried to educate my people to hold them back, and even to admonish them on these instances.
We have documented at Human Rights Watch enough cases of torture in the custody of the police, Pakistani police, and military intelligence agencies to know that that is just a fact of life. That's how it is. That is what happens here. Torture is widespread.
And there is huge evidence, overwhelming, that the government of Pakistan is maintaining illegal detention centers where torture goes on as a routine.
Ali Hassan was kept in a torture cell for 3 months and interrogated jointly by American and Pakistani intelligence agents.
Nervously, he agreed to speak to us.
but only if he didn't use his real name or show his face.
पहले रूई रखी थी उन्होंने आंखों पे, फिर पट्टी बंदी काली और फिर यानी कि टोपी चढ़ा दी और उसके बाद गाड़ी में बैठा के यानी कि सेलों में जब पट्टियां खोली तो हम सेलों में थे, ये भी बेसमेंट में टॉर्चर वगैरह किया है, यानी कि जो डंडे होते हैं ये मारे हैं पाँव पे और पिंडलियों पे, बांध के भी रखा है, 5 दिन जगा के रखा है मसलसल, और करंट वगैरह लगाए हैं, करंट 3 दफ़ा या 2 दफ़ा लगाए हैं, और इधर चढ़ाते हैं कोई क्लिप वगैरह लगाए इन्होंने हाथों पे या पेट पे, तो उसका यानी लगाया था शाक, तो एक दफ़ा तो जिसम जैसे जो काफ़ी सारे लोग डंडों से मार रहे होते हैं इस तरह होता है, जब होश आता था फिर दोबारा शाक नहीं होते थे, एक दफ़ा लगाते थे तकलीफ होती थी, लेकिन तकलीफ के बाद जो इब्तदाई तकलीफ होती थी वो तो ठीक ठाक हो जाती थी, उसके बाद फिर यानी कुछ नहीं होता था, पता नहीं चलता था कि क्या हो रहा है। पूछते रहे कि बारूद किधर रखा हुआ है, मैंने कहा मेरे इलम में नहीं है कि बारूद किधर है, मैंने तो बारूद देखा नहीं है, फिल्मों में देखा है लेकिन इस तरह नहीं देखा।
When you talk of the war on terror, I think it's a different sort of a war. Here you overlook the damage they cause or the terror that they cause to the innocent people. We're in the midst of that sort of a situation where we are fighting a war against terror.
Would you say that some, if not as many are suggested, that some basic liberties have been the casualty of this war on terror?
What do you mean, some basic liberties have been...
That certain human rights may have been overlooked or trampled?
You're talking about the liberties of the terrorist?
Of citizens.
Of the terrorists.
We are at 0 point now. All this is happening, yes. We are living as a free citizen, which we are not. I do not know when I will be picked up. For what offense will I be picked up? What wrong am I committing which will displease somebody?
I don't find the appropriate word to condemn this practice of disappearances in such a blatant manner. And to make innocent people suffer and languish and subjected to torture. Oh my God, there can't be a greater inhuman barbaric crime. This is not a Gestapo age.
While there has been an expansion in media space in Pakistan, attacks on journalists have increased in recent years. The Committee to Protect Journalists, a New York-based watchdog group, rated Pakistan among the top 3 countries where press freedom is endangered. Reporter Mukesh Rupeta and cameraman Sanjay Kumar shot footage of US fighter jets taking off from an airbase inside Pakistan, one the government had denied was being used by the US. They were kept in illegal detention for 3 months and tortured. They were lucky to be released, but have not since spoken of their ordeal.
I'm not aware of any journalist being abducted or has...
But Mir Mangal, Saeed Sarbazi, Mehruddin Mari, Ayatullah Khan, it goes on, a journalist has been harassed, being one, I can tell you that.
I have not heard of any journalist being harassed. I'm not aware of any specific case. There was a case of one journalist who had disappeared, Hayatullah. He, unfortunately, that was very sad. His dead body was later recovered.
Journalist Hayatullah Khan took a photograph of something Pakistan's government said was never there. Wreckage of a US Hellfire missile that destroyed a house in Pakistan's tribal area, killing several Pakistani civilians and one suspected Al-Qaeda militant. But there are more cases than the Foreign Office is willing to talk about. Countless cases of harassment and detention of journalists have been documented. There has been a vociferous outcry by journalists and members of civil society. But attacks on the press have continued.
You know, then the international community does not come down hard upon it. Americans have chosen to remain quiet on this because they are setting the example. They are setting the tone. I mean, they picked up people, taken them to Guantanamo Bay and to Abu Ghraib. Stories are out in torture camps and Kandahar and Bagram base, and all those stories are there. So basically, the world leader in the flag carrier in human rights, America itself, when it is the violator of the human rights, then obviously the small minions who are our rulers, they can go to any extent.
If at all the aid would be stopped to Pakistan by United States and other agencies, it would not be on account of human rights violation. It will be for other reasons. It will be a policy decision will be taken that now ditch Pakistan. They would say Pakistan is no longer a country which is required in this process, or Pakistan has not done enough for our victory in Afghanistan. And I think Pakistan will be punished for that and not for human rights violation.
Islamabad is a battlefield today, as thousands have turned out to protest the treatment meted out to the former deposed Supreme Court Justice Chaudhry Iftikhar. It has been widely seen as an autocratic assault on the judiciary by an increasingly dictatorial military junta. Civil society has been incensed by images of the Supreme Court Justice being dragged by his hair and manhandled by a low-level police officer. Thousands continue to protest across the country. Dozens have been arrested. Judges have left their benches, lawyers refuse to plead cases, the opposition parties stand united in condemnation, and the press has launched a counter-assault. A storm is brewing in Pakistan, as a military dictator romanced by the West now seems to be losing his grip.
All that I say is this, the land of medicine, the land of Jefferson, people who believed in government of the people, by the people, for the people. Why are they supporting a military this far? Why are they supporting a military usurper in Pakistan? They have one rule for themselves. They have another rule for the people of Pakistan. They talk about democracy. Why does democracy end here? Why don't they apply democracy to Pakistan?
Thanks for the warm welcome. Our strategy to protect America is based on a clear premise. The security of our nation depends on the advance of liberty in other nations. On September the 11th, 2001, we saw that problems originating in a failed and oppressive state 7,000 miles away could bring murder and destruction to our country. We saw that dictatorships shelter terrorists, feed resentment and radicalism, and threaten the security of free nations. Democracies replace resentment with hope. Democracies respect the rights of their citizens and their neighbors. Democracies join the fight against terror. And so America is committed to an historic long-term goal. To secure the peace of the world, we seek the end of tyranny in our world.
Thank you.
these are not the numbers, these are people we are talking about. 400 are not the numbers, these are people.
The intelligence agencies have the audacity to make statements through the government officials that nobody is in our custody.
Most of them, for this, they are involved in terrorism.
This is not done. This is not acceptable. This is not tolerable. How dare you say that we can't disclose the charge?
I'm also concerned. Everyone is concerned if someone makes a hue and cry about a missing person. We're all concerned in that sense.
What measures has the government taken specifically in the case of missing people to try and trace them?
What can the government do? The government can, you know, find out if he belongs to a province, from the provincial government, from other...
It's the government's job, sir.
Sorry?
It's the government's
it's
job.
It's the government's job, but now when it is brought to the notice of the government.
We cannot have a situation where just because you are the armed party means you can come in, kidnap me or kill me with no fear of any kind of law coming to bear on you.
There is hope for missing people. There is hope for women in this country. There is hope for the people of Pakistan. You have not witnessed the power of the powerless. You will see the power of the powerless very soon, you know.